Hey, hey, and welcome back to another season of the Year 6 Champions podcast.
We have a new cast of presenters who are ready to explore some thought-provoking wonderings.
So get comfortable, turn up the volume, and get ready for today's episode.
Take it away, kids.
Hello, everyone. It is Riley and
Sione.
Today we are going to do a podcast about animals.
Not just any animals, endangered animals too.
I am going to ask you a question. What species of animals do you think is the most common on our planet?
If you guess ants, you are correct.
And if you guess any other animals, you are wrong.
Ants are the most common animals in the world because they reproduce 7 to 14 days. There are at least 20 quadrillion ants in the world.
That's more ants than humans.
Now, let's think, which species of animals has the smallest population?
It's the vaquita, a type of dolphin.
Why are there only a couple of these animals on our planet? It's because of an illegal gill netting.
Over 7,000 animals are endangered.
And 87 animals are endangered in Australia.
But the top three most endangered animals are the Javan rhinos, Amur leopards, and the Sunda Islands tiger. They're endangered because of habitat loss.
This makes us feel sad because there are these animals losing their habitat.
There are only 99.9% of animals extinct. Extinct means that there are no longer any of the animals' members.
Some of the most famous animals that are extinct. Dinosaurs, saber-toothed tigers, dodo birds, woolly mammoths, and the great owl.
Worldwide Fund for Nature, PETA, which stands for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and AWI, Animal Welfare Institute, all these websites help animals not become endangered or extinct.
Did you know that there are an animal called the Salvin White Rhinos? In the late 19th centuries, the animals were thought to be extinct, but in 1895, 100 rhinos were found in Africa.
By preventing all of this and making our beloved animals extinct, we can put rubbish in the bin, we could take care of animals if they are endangered, and we could probably make a cure in the future to help animals be alive and well.
Well, that's all for our podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.